Now you get the Weeblos, right? How many of you have these kind of Weeblos? You know, it's like, all right, entertain me. Go ahead, I dare you. You know, and they'll sit there with their arms folded and stare at you, okay? They're a harder nut to crack. And you will, I've had very little luck getting the Weeblos involved in a sing-along where the younger kids are there as well. Because you got to remember that Weeblos are at a point in their lives where they're trying to be cool to their peers. And the one thing that as a 9 or a 10 or an 11-year-old that is uncool is doing something with 6 and 7 and 8-year-olds. That's about as uncool as you get at that age. So what I've found works best with Weeblos is if you're on a separate Weeblos outing, like camping, family camping and stuff like that, and you want a song that appeals to the Weeblos. Now this is where you really have to trot out Gross is Good, because once again, the way that you'll get them on your side is if they're singing something that they're not entirely certain mom would approve of if she were to hear this song, that's, you know, that'll get their attention. They're moving father's grave to build a sewer. They're moving it regardless of expense. They're shifting his remains to put in 9-inch drains to irrigate some rich guy's residence. Now that's an easy one. See if you can sing that with me. And something you should understand. One of the things about Cub Scout singing is it has a great deal in common with barroom singing, okay? Those of you who can sing in harmony, this is the time to let go, all right? This is like just make believe you're in a bar, all right? There's no alcohol on the premises, so nothing's gonna hurt the kids. It's like barroom singing. Here we go. They're moving father's grave to build a sewer. Yes, they are. They're moving it regardless of expense. Here comes the harmony. They're shifting his remains to put in 9-inch drains to irrigate some rich guy's residence. Here's the verse. Now what's the use of having a religion and believing when you're dead your troubles cease? If some rich city chap decides he wants to take a dump, they'll never leave a working man in peace. Well, they're moving father's grave to build a sewer. They're moving it regardless of expense. They're shifting his remains to put in 9-inch drains to irrigate some rich guy's residence. Now father in his life was ne'er a quitter. No, he wasn't. And I don't believe he'll be a quitter now. For when the job's complete, he'll haunt that toilet seat. And they'll only flush the John when he'll allow. Well, they're moving father's grave to fill the sewer. They're moving it regardless of expense. They're shifting his remains to put in 9-inch drains to irrigate some rich guy's residence. Now won't there be some awful consternation? And won't them city chappies rant and rave? Which is more than they deserve, 'cause they've got their gosh darn nerve to muck around with a British workman's grave. They're moving father's grave to build a sewer. They're moving it regardless of expense. They're shifting his remains to put in 9-inch drains to irrigate some rich guy's residence.